Illinois Public Media, WILL, we are a service of the College of Media, and the College of Media is the sort of organizing entity. They, you know, the Ebert Fest happens through the college. And so we've been working more and more closely with the college on various projects. And we were, I think Lisa and I were in the hallway one day, and our CEO, Moss Bresnahan, came up to us and he was like, "So I was just chatting with, you know, so-and-so at the college and Ebert Fest. Do we do anything for Eberfest?" And we said, "No, we actually haven't really produced anything in a while." So we've kind of thought about it. And so that's where it started. And Lisa and I worked together again on this project, as we have with many others, and just kind of started to figure out how do we tell the story of not just this year's festival, which is kind of the whole focus really towards the end of the documentary of what's going on at this year's festival, but how do we tell the larger story?
But we didn't really start working on putting it together until November because of the nature of the timeline of the festival. The festival happens in April. We don't even know what the films are going to be often until a few weeks before the festival. So a lot of the work got done in a relatively short period of time, even though it was an idea that we'd been kicking around for a while.
Having seen it, I know it talks a lot about why Roger Ebert wanted this festival to remain in Champaign-Urbana and not go to Chicago. Did you talk about a lot of those ideas before you went out and started doing interviews?
One thing we were trying to figure out when we were putting it together was what kind of story did we want to tell and how did we want to tell it? When Tim and I have worked together in the past, we've kind of let the people do the talking. And to me, the real story is exactly what you just said, Jeff. Why here? When they could have taken it anywhere, why come back to Champaign-Urbana year after year and then continue on after his passing, which I also think is a really pivotal moment in Ebert Fest's history.
It's from, you know, the perspective of Chaz as the co-founder of the festival. You know, you hear from Michael Phillips, you hear from Richard Roper, you hear from Ellen Warmbrunn. She's a longtime festival attendee. And you get all these different perspectives. Stephen Bentz, the director of the Virginia. So, you know, from the logistical behind-the-scenes side to the actual festival experience as an attendee to, you know, the people who are putting together the films and creating the programs.
One of the questions I thought of before watching it is Chaz Ebert, how she's been able to maintain the role of leading this thing after Roger's passing and welcoming everyone when it starts. And she got a little emotional when doing an interview.
So I'll set the stage for you. We were at her house, and she had been so generous with her time and letting us come over to her house and set up in her living room and all these other things. And wanting to ask questions about that was not an easy decision for me. She went right there, though. And I think she feels that Roger's spirit still infuses the festival. And I think when she talks about those times, especially after he had gotten sick and was coming back still year after year and making sure that he was still part of the festival and giving out those awards and introducing people as best he could, talking through her, talking through a computer, doing whatever he could to be there.
You know what else I love? I love when Roger walked out on stage to the podium to welcome everybody. People always gave him such a great ovation. And it was so heartfelt. And that's something I loved, and I love seeing that, because someone had the foresight to film a lot of what happened at the festival. And I love seeing, just love seeing him.
Did you get to see the theater in his home?
Yes, we actually scoped that out as a potential shooting
location.
And Chaz was a little late in arriving, so her assistant was showing us various places in the house that he thought might work. And it probably wasn't going to work for us that day. The living room is where we shot it. But yeah, we did get to see the studio. And that was, I felt, it was like a reverent moment a little bit, you know, being in this room where you know that they had screened films themselves, the two of them, or just him by himself, or maybe inviting a few friends over. I mean, how many cool moments happened there, you know? That was kind of cool.
As we're hearing, you know, these stories and talking about the films and what to expect and what it's going to be like and what's behind the festival, you know, getting to see the festival, getting to see, you know, just the camaraderie of the audience members, you know, that are there. Many of them strangers. A lot of people don't, you know, you don't know the people you're sitting next to sometimes. But the films, I'm really excited about this year. not necessarily any one film, but just I'm just excited about Eberfest and editing, shooting the interviews, hearing these stories, putting it all together with Lisa. You know, I'm more and more excited. I was more and more excited throughout the process for this year's Eberfest just because it's such a fun experience. Hopefully the documentary will give you, you know, an insight into what it's like at Eberfest. You know, it's a little bit of a teaser for this year's festival. It was really a great project to be able to be a part of and help spread the word and celebrate something as unique as Eberfest.
One of the things that I learned while we were talking to Chaz after the interview's over and we're hanging out, and she was very chatty. We had been talking for quite some time. We had gotten really comfortable talking, and I said, you know, one thing that happens at the Virginia Theater, or has been happening the last few years, is we have these Downton Abbey premieres at the Virginia Theater, and it's the first episode of the new season, and like 1,400 people come and watch this together. And so when she had been talking about the shared experience of watching a film together, I said, it's really interesting with a TV program because that's something you almost always watch by yourself or in your living room or maybe with one or two other people. And she said, did you know that Roger was a huge fan of Downton Abbey? Which I did not know. Like she said, yes, he's a total Anglophile, and he was given a very hard time by some of his male friends who were like, my wife likes that show. What do you mean you like that show, Downton Abbey? And she said that he would have been delighted to know that the Virginia was hosting a screening of a show like that in a movie setting where people could enjoy that program together. And I thought that was a really cool story.
Tim Myers and Lisa Brultz of WIOL are the co-producers of Eberfest 2016, Center of the Universe. Lisa also wrote the program. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you.